Welcome to The Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 reads like this. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. What I want us to take notice of in this passage is the way that Paul defines himself. He doesn't define himself based off of his accomplishments, based off of his former life in Phariseeism, or his accomplishments as a tent maker. He defines himself by his relationship to the Creator of the universe. He calls himself an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. Paul's identity is grounded on something that no suffering, no failure can take away. It's grounded in who God says he is, not in who he says he is, or in who society says he is, or in who his accomplishments say he is. See, who Paul is grounded firmly outside of himself. It's grounded firmly in the person of Christ and what Christ has done for Paul. Now, this isn't just the case for Paul. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if he's taken your sins and given you his righteousness, this is the case for you as well. You are no longer defined by any accomplishments or any failures. You're no longer defined by who you are or who you are not. You are no longer defined by the visual that you see in the mirror. You are no longer defined by the acceptance letter that you got or did not get, or by the relationship that you want or that you have or that you don't have. Rather, you are defined by something much more lasting and something much more secure, and that is the way that the triune God of the universe, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, feels about you. Namely, that he cared about you so much, and loved you so much, that he came to earth to live a life that you could not live and to die a death that you deserved, all so that you would know him and be in a right relationship with him through the person of Jesus Christ and his work on your behalf that's been applied to you by the Holy Spirit. So I think the question that this verse presses upon us, even 2,000 years after it's been written, is this. When you ask yourself, who am I? What makes me matter? Where do I find my identity, my worth? What is your answer to that question? Is your answer to that question success you might or might not have had on a ball field, a relationship that you have or haven't had, grades, test scores, acceptances, relationships, family, etc., etc.? Or is it something much more secure? Is it something that nobody and no thing could ever take away? Namely, what the God of the Bible has done for you and continues to do for you. So today, how might you find your identity in Christ alone? How might you find your identity in the work that he has done for you, and not the work that you attempt to do for yourself? There's tremendous freedom in this gospel that Christ died for you. Takes the pressure to perform off of your shoulders and places it squarely on Christ's, who has already performed for you and is constitutionally incapable of failure. So friends, go in this good news that all the performance and all the accomplishment that you desire today, all the fulfillment and all the approval that you want so badly for yourself, is already yours in Christ, because you are defined not by anything you can do, have done, or will do, but rather you are defined by what Christ has done for you. This has been The Balanced Breakfast.